With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump is safe tonight after another apparent assassination attempt, this time in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports on this breaking story.
The former president was uninjured after a man was found with a weapon near his golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida. The suspected gunman was later taken into custody. In a statement, the FBI said the incident appears to be an attempted assassination. The Palm Beach County Sheriff said U.S. Secret Service agents fired at a man pointing an AK-style rifle with a scope into the club as Trump was on the course. He said the gunman was about 400 to 500 yards away from Trump and hiding in shrubbery. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Again, the former president is safe tonight. No injuries reported. Officials say the man was apprehended after fleeing in an SUV identified as Ryan Wesley Ruth. In fact, Martin County Sheriff William Snyder said on WPTV, when the shooting suspect's vehicle was spotted on I-95 north of Palm Beach County, his deputies boxed it in, but that caused someone else to crash.
We had to stop all traffic. We had to clear that vehicle using our bomb detection dog. We actually asked St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office. They came down here for the Highway Patrol under the direction of Governor DeSantis, moved in, took over traffic. But unfortunately, before we could get everything stabilized, there was a very serious accident.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli forces say they struck at Hamas militants in an area crowded with civilians. The Gaza and Health Ministry said at least 19 people were confirmed dead, and more were buried in the rubble. Once again, our top story, former President Donald Trump safe tonight after yet another attempted assassination on his life, this time in Florida. Breaking news and analysis at SRNnews.com. In the final part of our profile on Tim Gagelein's new book, Stumbling Toward Utopia, the Focus on the Family vice president says the 1960s are still negatively impacting American society today. He decries the destruction of standards in education, assaults on the nuclear family, and even twisting the meaning of our very first freedom.
The First Amendment was designed to protect people of faith, religion, and conscience, now being used as a weapon against us. This all comes about as a direct result of the radicalism of the 60s and 70s. Stumbling Toward Utopia says, no, there is a better way to confront what happened in the 60s and 70s and then apply it to the time in which we're living. That's what I demonstrate.
Tim Gagelein goes on to say that he wrote Stumbling Toward Utopia in hopes of offering all Americans, but especially Christians, a roadmap out of the social and political strife that seems to have engulfed our nation in recent years. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamast reports on flooding that has swept over most of Central Europe.
Several Central European nations are struggling from severe flooding, including Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania. Torrential rain in Austria has caused the Vine River to flood basements and entire houses on the outskirts of Vienna. Authorities evacuated several houses as the river, which is usually little more than a small creek, burst its banks in western Vienna. Local resident Isabella Schifter was lucky not to be evacuated, but she said the water in her basement reached to the hips. So far, the floods have claimed 5 lives in Romania, 1 each in Austria and Poland. In the Czech Republic, 4 people who were swept away by waters were missing, according to the police. I'm Karen Chamas.
Our thanks to special correspondent Carol Chamas for that story. You'll find more details, more news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.